Good evening, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Here I am, your host, Mac. Another night here in the studio. The gramophones and the phonograph. What's the difference, you ask? Generally, gramophones play discs and phonographs play cylinders. Well, that's the way it was, 100 years ago. But now phonograph has sort of become synonymous with anything that plays a record. And that's fine. As we all know, language changes and the meanings of words change. But we're going by the old words because we're playing the old music. We started off there with the Columbia Band on a disc record from 1903. A little bit of a somber number. That one you hear at every prairie funeral, in the sweet by and by, played by the Columbia Band. All right, got some singers and some instrumentalists and some coughing for you tonight. Not by me, on a shellac record. Oh yeah, coming up later. But let's now do a set of some singers, and let's start off with Miss Dolly Kay on a Columbia record from 1921, singing about those crybaby blues.
Smilingly say, the bells are ringing. singing, my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been going to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing every Tuesday and Bell. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime I'm going to build a little home for two, for three or four or more, in Loveland for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The bells are singing for me and my gal.
Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing in the end cell.
They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal.
And sometime I'm going to build a little home for two, for three or four or more, in Loveland for me and my gal. She's a relative there, looking over the fair. They can tell at a glance it's a loving romance. It's a wonderful sight as the families unite. She is makes the boy proud as he says to the crowd, the bells are ringing for me and my gal.
The birds are singing for me and my gal.
Everybody's been going to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing every Tuesday and Bell. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime I'm going to build a little home for two, for three or four or more, in Loveland for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal.
Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing every Tuesday and Bell.
They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal.
And sometime I'm going to build a little home for two, for three or four or more,
in Loveland for me and my gal.
Thank you. lobster, I find a broken heart among my
souvenirs. Find the sunny side of life. Always look for the silver lining. Lopez speaking.
The ability to fade something down or unplug it. I mean, I have an engineer here. If you've seen pictures of on Instagram, actually it's a Phonograph DJ Mac on Instagram. You'll see I'm in the studio and I have an engineer taking care of all this stuff. And these machines and records are prone to noise problems and mechanical issues, but I don't know. I feel like that's what makes them fun. Okay, well, we lastly heard there from Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, and Look for the Silver Lining, a Domino record. And my database does not give us a date for that one, but I'm going to guesstimate it to about 1928. Another early electric before that, Maurice Mitchell on the Challenge label, a 10-inch record from 1927 entitled Among My Souvenirs. Before that, Mr. Billy Murray, a tune you may recognize, a big Broadway number. I think it was even the name of the show, For Me and My Girl. An Edison Blue Amberall 4-minute cylinder record. And Dolly Kay with Cry Baby Blues on the Columbia label started that set off for us. Let's continue now with some instrumentalists playing their instruments. We're going to start off with Mr. Daniel Whipper. That's spelled W-I-W-Y-P-E-R. Maybe it's Wiper? I'm going to go with Whipper. And here he is on a 1909 Columbia disc record. Accordion solo, giving us that high-level hornpipe. All right, Mr. Sam Moore and Horace Davis on an OK record from 1921. That was a, what was that again? The instruments I'm talking about. The instruments were the octocordo and guitar. It's a slide guitar, I think it. I think the octocordo is kind of like a strumming thing. But that was an instrumental version of Tuck Me to Sleep in My Old Kentucky Home. Yeah. And before that, we heard a good early electric record from Mr. Frank Banta called My Sugar on a Victor label record from 1925. Before that, an Edison Blue Amberall cylinder record, a four-minute record from 1916 from the king of the ragtime banjo, Mr. Vess Osman. The song entitled Keep Off the Grass. It's good advice, kids. Good advice. And we started off with Mr. Daniel Wiper on accordion solo on the Columbia label from 1909 with the high-level hornpipe. Man, I've heard some low-level hornpipes before, but man, that guy's got a high-level hornpipe going. And there's a lot of medium-level hornpiping going on, I hear, in New York City all the time. So it's really good to hear a high-level hornpipe. And that's what you can expect here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program every week at this time. I am your host, Mac, here with my Edison Standard 2/4 minute cylinder player, my Victrola 14, that's an upright cabinet model for playing some discs, and I have a Victor 4, which is a horned machine, also for playing discs, spinning you the sounds from the acoustic era when electricity was mostly not used for the recording or playback process. Well, definitely for the playback process in this situation. But I do jump into those early electrics, as you heard before, and tends to happen. And let's continue now with more music. Oh, I just want to take a second to mention that next week I'll have a guest on, Mr. Tony Donato, who's been on before. It's interesting. He was quite a beginner collector when I had him on a year or so ago, probably more. And I'm interested to see how his hobby is progressing through his records and talk. And I'm always interested in having guests on the show. So if it's something that appeals to you as a disc or cylinder collector, and a lot of them do both, reach out to me at mac@wfmu.org. That's mac@wfmu.org. And sometimes I go to folks, come out to you to record and play it back. But we'll talk all about that. It's all about sharing. I'm here to share records with you, and I'd like you to share your records with me and everyone else. Because get the hell out of your basement, that dusty basement, and play them for yourself and your cat. Your cat doesn't care about your shellac anymore. Let's get out here and play them for people. It's about time. All right, that's what I'm going to continue doing here. Let's move on with another scratchy old record from 1905. It makes it about 110 years old. This is Mr. Bob Roberts on the Victor label with a song entitled Yankee Boodle. That's not doodle with a D. It's boodle with a B.
Just for what you're worth. If you haven't money, simply fade away. Money is the only thing that's in demand today. Yankee Doodle Doodle was once the proper thing, but now it's Yankee Boodle. It's the only song we sing. with Yankee Doodle Dandy. The wise ones now are through. Without the Yankee Poodle, what would Yankee Doodle do? Talk about insurance, if we only knew half as much about it as our Pete Depew. Though he hurried over from the other side, what he did to Alexander Trump he couldn't hide. Yankee Doodle Doodle was once a proper thing, but now it's Yankee Poodle. It's the only song we sing. With Yankee Doodle Dandy, the wise ones now are through. Without the Yankee Poodle, what would Yankee Doodle do? Just ask Tommy Lawson where he gets his dream. Everybody's money, Maggie's magazine, and the standard old man working for a pass from St. Peter spent his money on a Bible class. Yankee Doodle Doodle was once the proper thing, but now it's Yankee Poodle. It's the only song we sing. With Yankee Doodle Dandy, the wise ones now are through. Without the Yankee Poodle, what would Yankee Doodle do?
Thank you. bells, and so can't you see? Kindly hurry, just for me. Please, dear, get me San Francisco. Someone's waiting all alone. Frisco is her name, she's at the Golden Gate. Central, it's a shame for her to have to wait. Please, long distance, you connect to me. Get her on the telephone. Hello, Frisco, hello. Hello, Frisco, hello. Don't keep me waiting. It's aggravating. Why can't you hurry, Central? You are so slow.
Excuse me. There we heard from Mr. Will Oakland. He's being a little wily there. He's taking her for a little walk. And what's he saying? The longest way round is the sweetest way home. Yeah, something like that. So why take your girlfriend straight home? You want to meander a little bit. You know, you need some time for spooning and, you know, hiding from the moonlight, that kind of stuff. So I'm all for it. And that was on a Victor record from 1909. Before that, some political commentary from Mr. Bob Roberts on a Victor record from 1905. Talking about how everyone's so money-obsessed, they're obsessed with their boodle, Yankee Boodle. And since everyone's so obsessed with their boodle, what would Yankee Doodle do? And, yeah, what would Cock-a-Doodle do? I don't know, but I'm not here to give you the answers. I'm just here to present the questions. So it's up to you to figure it out. And, yeah, that was that set. All right, so I've got some laughing records and it's another coughing record here for you. I was going to bring my crying record, but I've already played that recently. I never get to play the coughing record, so we'll have that coming up. I may have to stick in another side because I don't think I have enough records with me today to fill out the time. I mean, I have enough sides, but I My show is very curated. I bring just about the amount of stuff I need, and I guesstimate, and I a little underguesstimated this time. So that's okay. I can always find something else, or I'll just laugh for a few minutes in the microphone to keep it going. But we are first going to hear, this is actually a record sent to me from Australia, from my friend John Simmons, who will be coming for a guest spot. I forget when. I think it's in August. And this is on the Scala label, which is a Australian label. He knows I collect laughing records, so he sent this one to me, which is called Al Johnson's Negro Laughing Song. And I have a feeling it's going to be based on George W. Johnson's laughing song, who was one of the first African-American artists to make to have a real hit record. And he made hundreds of copies of this as George W. Johnson's Negro Laughing Song. And it was adopted by other people, and it became kind of a standard of people wanting to hear laughing. Who knew, right? Okay, I haven't heard this one yet, so I'm guessing as to what it is. So let's hear it together.
As I was coming round the corner, I heard somebody say, "Here comes the dandy donkey, oh, here he comes this way. His face is like a snowplow, his mouth is like a trap, and when he starts a laughing, you see a fearful death." He stands upon the corner and whistles to the breeze. He looks into a window, and this is what he sees: a very close communion of mustache and curl, the other fellow's kissing the other fellow's girl. Kissing the other fellow's girl. Oh, and she likes it too. His mother was the princess, his father was the prince. He'd have been the apple of their eye if he hadn't been a quince. But he'll be the king of laughter in the sweet by and by. And when I heard him say it, I laughed until I cried. My word, the king of laughter. My word, he's got a mouth. When he opens it, you know, like a railway tunnel.
And do whatever you say. seems you don't know how to play the game, but you'll be sorry just the same. So I'll go my way, try to forget you. Mark what I say, I mean we're through. The time will come when your new love will cast you off like a worn-out glove, and you'll be crying for me, but I'll be laughing at you.
Playing the wrong side. I'm flipping the record over. I don't want to hear no crying. I want to hear some coughing. Excuse me.
Oh, promise me that you will take my And the most unworthy in this lonely land. And let me sit beside you in your eyes. Sing the vision of our paradise. Hearing God's message while the organ rolls. It's mighty music to our very souls. No love less fair than a life with thee. Oh, promise me, oh, promise.
Wish
me.
Excuse me. There was even a sneeze in there. He sneezed. I don't know if that's the earliest recorded sneeze. Orally? Because I know one of the first films was a sneeze. I think it was Fred Ott's sneeze, an Edison film, early Edison film. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's an anonymous record there on the Pathé Actual label from 1924. Contagious coughs. Were you coughing with it? I was, and I started playing the wrong side. I'm tired of crying records. I wanted something different. I wanted a coughing record. And, you know, I talked about doing some laughing songs, and I did this song, Laughing at You. I pulled it from my laughing pile of records, but there's no laughing in it. It's talking about laughing. That's not good enough. I got to be more careful next time. And we heard from Al Johnson before that with a very Australian-sounding Al Johnson's Negro Laughing Song on the Scala label. All right, which is going to bring us to the end of this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. I am your host, Mac, and I'll be back next week with a guest. You could find me on Instagram at PhonographDJMac, and my group on Facebook is Antique Phonograph Enthusiasts for all your phonograph questions. Folks, it's been a pleasure spending this hour with you. Thanks for listening in, whether in real time or among the archives. I'm going to leave you with All the Girlies by Conway's Band on a Victor record from 1913. Until next week, nighty night, everybody. Thank you. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.1 FM, and at WFMU.org.
Thank you. tell you to your face why you shouldn't try to love someone. Everybody knows it never works. Everybody knows, and me, I know that door that shuts just before you get to the dream. So I guess instead